Welcome to Storytime by Chava. We are continuing the book Once Upon a Journey by Zalman Ritterman, and we are up to chapter 58. The chapter is called A Star-Studded Sky. In Rav Shlomo's yeshiva, it was customary for a student to be chosen to serve as the Rosh Yeshiva's personal assistant for a limited period of time. Then, another student would be chosen to replace him. In addition to serving the tzaddik, the assistant would have the privilege of sleeping in the Goyen's home in order to help the tzaddik with whatever he needed. This position was considered the greatest possible schus, and every student longed to be chosen. Starting this coming Tuesday, Reb Shaul the Shamash informed Baruch Avieshin, you will serve as the Mesheris in the home of the Rosh Yeshiva. This decision was made by the Rosh Yeshiva himself. He thought of you and chose you. Baruch could hardly believe what he had just heard. What good fortune! What a blessing! It was clear to him that Hashem had guided his steps to come to Brisk. He realized that the Goyen had thought of a clever way to guide him in his personal journey in Avodas Hashem, while keeping their relationship hidden from the other students. He would serve the tzaddik and sleep at his home. There, hidden from view, the tzaddik would be able to teach him freely. That day, Baruch threw himself into his studies with great enthusiasm and joy. Lost in his studies, he sung the words of the Gemara to himself in a sweet chant. The delightful sound spread across the entire Beis Medrash. When Baruch concentrated on a section of Gemara, it became so real to him that he felt as if the sages, the holy Tanaim and Amoraim of the Talmud, were standing in front of him. In his mind, he would ask them his questions and listen to their replies. At times, he would even debate with them. The other students and residents of Brisk, who happened to be studying in the yeshiva at the time, would look at Baruch in wonder. They had never heard anyone study Gemara like that before. Baruch began his position as the personal attendant of the Rosh Yeshiva. Each night, they would study books of Musar and other Svarim that described ways of serving Hashem. The Rosh Yeshiva would add his own wonderful explanations using parables and examples from daily life to explain these teachings and make them come to life. Baruch was extremely pleased that he had come to Brisk. Only one thing bothered him. By nature, he enjoyed a quiet and calm environment. Brisk was a large city, and it was far too busy and noisy. The yeshiva was also very large, with many students learning loudly with enthusiasm. He missed the long, peaceful hours that he had spent in the forests outside the town of Slutsk. When he would enter the forest to chop firewood, he would often relax in the stillness and lose himself in thought. His heart ached for the quiet little village on the outskirts of Vilna, where he had traveled from time to time to sell the milk of Rabbi Eliyahu, the hidden tzaddik. He yearned with all his soul to sneak away, even for just a short while, and find himself a quiet spot in the countryside where he could be alone with his thoughts. It was impossible. His position as Rav Shlomo's attendant meant that he had to remain enclosed in the Goyen's home at all times, except for the hours he spent learning in the yeshiva's main study hall, along with the other students. Nevertheless, to Baruch's delight, an opportunity for peace and quiet soon arrived. Rav Shlomo's brother, Reb Chaim, was marrying his daughter to one of the yeshiva's finest students. The Goyen traveled to attend the wedding, which would take place in a large estate 30 kilometers from Brisk. Baruch traveled to the estate together with the Goyen, and they remained there for 10 days. These 10 days were wonderful for Baruch. During his free time, he wandered outside in the vast countryside and marveled at the natural beauty of Hashem's creation. Late one afternoon, Baruch walked beyond the edge of the estate. He wandered wherever his feet carried him. He soon found himself standing at the top of a high hill, from where he could look in all directions at the beautiful countryside beneath him. The sun was setting. He watched the spectacular scene of green fields turning orange and red as the setting sun spread its colored rays over them like a fiery blanket. Baruch breathed in lungfuls of fresh country air. He listened to the sweet sounds of nature. As far as Baruch was concerned, the pure air, together with the breathtaking scene and the pleasant sounds, merge into a powerful, soulful experience. Hallelujah, Hashem in Haaretz. Praise be Hashem from the earth. His heart sang in a delighted voice from the depths of his soul. The sacred words of Tehillim burst out of Baruch's lips. The ring of his voice echoed through the countryside and rose up towards the heavens. He stood still as a rock, drinking in the amazing experience as if he were hypnotized. He watched as the sun slowly slipped over the horizon. Heaven and earth began to merge in darkness. He suddenly felt a feeling of sadness and gloom. His feet felt heavy as he sat down on a large rock. He continued looking at the countryside from his perch at the top of the high hill. Then, the first star winked at him from the blackness. It was soon followed by another, and then a third. Within a few minutes, the entire night sky seemed to have been sprinkled with glittering points of light. On his right, a moon offered a pale shine to the fields and forests far beneath it. The glow of the moon and the shimmering stars did wonders to Baruch's mood. His sense of sadness disappeared. In its place, he felt a growing sense of joy. He was soon filled with indescribable happiness. He stood up to recite Ma'ariv. Baruch atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, who causes the nights to darken and arranges the stars in their positions in the sky. He recited these words slowly and joyfully with kavana and intense feeling. When he reached Shema Yisrael, he recited the words with his every ounce of concentration. A loud cry of Echad roared from his lips. The sound rolled down the hillside and spread in all directions across the valley beneath him. Baruch fell silent in order to whisper Baruch Shem. Just then, he heard the cry of Echad echoing back to his ears. It came from all directions, enveloping all of nature and also himself in the call of truth. It seemed as if the trees, the rocks, the fields, and all of the living creatures had been caught up in the enthusiastic fire with which he recited the word Echad. Together, all of nature proclaimed, Hashem is one. Baruch felt a tremor of holiness. He imagined his words of davening soaring through the night air and rising up to the Kisei HaKavod. He was now hearing the reply from the heavens. He felt as if the entire universe was able to sense Hashem's presence. All existence loudly announced, Ein Oid Milvadai, there is nothing but Hashem. Baruch remained standing for a long time. He completely forgot where he was and lost track of time. He davened with sweetness and delight, pronouncing each word carefully and slowly as if he were counting diamonds. He poured all of his concentration in his davening that night. As he made his way back to the estate, his soul was still singing. He walked quickly and easily as if his legs were simply gliding through the air. He was no longer the same silent Baruch. He returned as if he had been born anew that evening.